Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Cullen II, and with me, as always, is...
Sesame, Sunshine, and Carta.
That's a great name. So today on the show, we are talking to Brian and Brad, two local Toledo filmmakers who made a short film called The Stranger. They've got a horror anthology coming up as well. I talked to them for a little bit the other day, and it was a pretty fun interview, you know, learning about filmmaking and stuff. I guess we can just go right into it. Here's the interview. How are you guys doing today? I'd like to welcome Brian and Brad to the podcast today. How are you guys doing today?
Doing real well. We just had a meeting before we got in here with you to go over our shoot that we got going on tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty good one.
That's cool. How'd you guys get started in film?
I got involved in film in 2009. It was a situation of I was an adult who never wanted to grow up and never wanted to give up that hope that I could make a movie someday. Came up with an idea for a short film, wrote the script out, sent it to a couple local people that were doing film, met a guy, he helped me make it, and I just kind of stuck with it from there. Been doing it since.
Awesome.
Yeah, I kind of got my start, let's say probably 2013. That's actually where I met Jamal, and I had a script idea in mind, and I was just shooting around looking for people, and, you know, I reached out to him, and I kind of finished script and stuff, you know, many years later, because it's a really long one. But, you know, watching movies growing up is kind of what got me into it, you know, Conan the Barbarian and stuff. And that's what really kind of got me. It's just, you know, once you start doing it, you get the bug and you just keep on doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's Jamal Wallace Knight that we're talking about, who sadly passed away. Friend of the podcast, been on a few times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy. One of my best friends.
Yeah. He's a really great guy, man.
Yeah. So can you tell me about, I watched The Stranger last night. Can you tell me, Brad, like, what was the impetus to make that film?
I've always stuck mainly with horror. And as I got older, I kind of decided that I wanted to branch out. I wanted to do something different. And I just had the idea in my head. I wanted to do something simple. One person's going through some stuff, and somebody's going to come in. They're going to have a conversation. And through this conversation, it's going to change this person's life. That was really all I had in the beginning. I sat down, just started writing, coming up with ideas. And as I started writing and creating the characters, it came down to I kind of wanted to put my own story in there, because a lot of the story that the stranger in the film talks about, it's actually my own personal story about the kid with a kidney, my uncle, my dad. Like, all that stuff is my own personal tragedy that I've dealt with over the last 7 or 8 years. So I wanted to do something that was very true and honest and just see what would happen. And the reception has been absolutely amazing. It's won 7 different festivals now, multiple awards. Our actor is now a 4-time best actor.
Wow.
It's just, it's blowing up amazing that I was able to actually take something from a deep, dark place in myself, bring it to life, and people really relate and they understand. It's brought a lot of tears to a lot of people from what I've been told.
Yeah, Mark was really good in the movie.
Mark was phenomenal, and that was actually like his first real acting gig. He's mainly does theater.
Yeah, yeah, I've known Mark for a while. He's a really good guy.
Oh, and awesome.
Yeah, he auditioned for me for a project that I was actually working on with Jamal that we never ended up doing because of Jamal passing and other things happening. But yeah, he auditioned for me and I had a long conversation with him that day. He was a really nice guy. I was glad to see him in something. So Brian, what involvement did you have in The Stranger?
Well, me and Brad, we worked together before, and he was like, hey, I got this idea, and I was like, okay, you know, he just kind of shot me the idea, sent me the script. I really love the story, you know, because it's a really powerful story, and I brought by my audio equipment, you know, and that's kind of what I did. I was on set audio, and I did all the post-production audio, too, and I just kind of threw it, you know, not to really throw it together, but I placed it together pretty swell. And I did one shot in there with the flyback scene and, you know, with the drone shot. But other than that, I did mostly all the other stuff with all the audio.
That's cool. Yeah, I enjoyed the film. What do you guys got going now? You're talking about a horror anthology that you guys are making. What's the process with this and what's going on?
Okay. The start of it is really, we did a short called Pavor Nocturnus to begin with. It was just me and Brad in the film. And that's in the festivals right now. And it's actually gaining some awards too. So we were like, hey, how about we start an anthology series? And Brad, he wrote a series and it's on, I believe it's on Amazon, right? And he has it on Amazon. And he was like, hey, how about we turn my short stories into like a film? And I was like, you know, I've always wanted to do a short story, you know? I always want to do an anthology series. I was like, that'd be sweet. So, you know, we kind of came up with the scripts and we came up with, you know, the locations and everything else. And we shot that one. We just put that in the beginning because that's the first one we did. And then we shot another one called Inamorata. I just finished post-production for that. And that's completed now. And then we shot another one called Born Hanged. And these are all read by different people too. So they're all narrated while they all have visual that goes with a storyline that helps, you know, bring a cohesive element to it, you know, because you don't just have the visual, you have the auditorial to drive the story too. And
that's
then
pretty
we
cool.
Yeah, we're shooting one tomorrow too. It's gonna be the last one of the series, and I think this one's gonna be a little tamer than the rest, but it's written by another writer. Where is Azura? Her name is Azura Knox. I think she's out of California.
Oh, wow.
And she sent us one of the stories, and we were like, we love this story. This story is amazing. I was like, we got to do it. It's you don't know what's happening until, like, right at the end. And it's a total twist, and it's really good. And it's going to come out great.
That's really cool.
Cool.
As far as your, like, you know, productions and stuff go, where do you find your talent and people to help you with projects?
Ooh, I'm going to hand you over to Brad for that one, because... He has some people with it, and I try to stay local, you know. I love our local Toledo people, Bowling Green, even into Monroe, Michigan, I know people. And I really like bringing, you know, I'd like to try to keep it local and keep it, show off Northwest Ohio, you know.
Yeah.
We have a lot of great scenery here, especially in downtown Toledo.
Oh, yeah.
Because in Born Hanged, we shot all that in Toledo, didn't we? Yeah, I think we shot literally all that in Toledo. Like, even we were downtown, and there was a Mud Hens game going on. Yeah, 3 out of 4 of them were shot in Toledo. So there was a Mud Hens stadium game going. There was a Walleye game going, and, you know, so downtown was crazy blasting. You know, we were driving down there to get to a quieter, like, I think it was over on 14th Street or something. We off to a little side street, and we're like, this is perfect because I had a perfect lighting. There was like a parking space pulled off to the side of the road, you know, and just it came together so well.
Kind of like guerrilla style, like you don't really get permission or you know, just, you
no,
know, like
we
no.
never really ask yeah. for permission. Yeah. We always kind of do a guerrilla style.
That's always good.
Because it's been my experience in the past. Normally you ask, it's a no, unless you have some sort of insurance or money.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, you know what? If we can get in and get out without showing anything, it's good. in trouble, why not?
Mm-hmm. And it makes sense. And I mean, most thing, and as long as you're, you know, somewhere public, you can usually be okay, from my experience. So
most of all this is all shot in the public, in the street. And if any time it's like there's in a house or anywhere else, we have permission from, you know, the homeowner and, you know, and everything else like that, because usually they're in the film or they're part of the film. So we try to keep everything real local, and we try to keep everybody really involved that's involved with it, you know?
Yeah, we got people involved in this from all over. One of our narrators is actually from the Netherlands. She sings for a couple death metal bands. We got Azira, who's from California. One of our actors is from Chicago, came all the way down the film. Yeah. So we got people involved from pretty much all over the globe at this point.
Nice. As far as like the talent that you've worked with, anybody like really surprise you with their talent?
I mean, in recent, Mark, like when we found him, he sent us a clip of him reading some of the dialogue because we wanted to make sure he had a powerful voice. I was like, yeah, he sounds great. This is going to be awesome. But then when we actually got on set, like if you talk to Mark, he doesn't strike you as that person in the film.
No,
like he just snapped his fingers and he went into the role and it was just so perfect. Like there were a few times, you know, I'm listening to this guy tell my life story, there were a few times, you know, I shed a tear listening, like oh my god, it's like I'm watching myself as an old man saying all these thoughts that I've kept hidden. Like Mark just killed it. And Ashley was absolutely phenomenal too.
She was good.
A pleasure to work with. I love her to death. She's actually coming back for the anthology. She's going to be our Elvira-style host that's going to do intros for each of the films.
Oh, nice. That's cool. Are you planning to like combine all of these shorts into the anthology into like one film?
Yep, it's going to be one long feature film. So we're going to have our horror host that's going to introduce each film, and then we'll have an outro with our horror host. Kind of like an old school Tales from the Crypt, but in feature length.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, like one of the Tales from the Crypt movies or like something like, they had like a lot of those in the 80s and 90s where there'd be these horror anthology films. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was the big inspiration behind it all.
Yeah, I love anthology films because they're kind of cool. Like that's what I was saying. Like I was working on an anthology film when I met Mark, and we ended up having to scrap that. Maybe someday I'll pick it back up, but because my producer on the thing was Jamal and then he passed away, so it was like kind of like I don't know if I want to continue this. So
Yeah, I can understand that. That'd be a hard thing to make.
Yeah, it would.
But I love the concept. I mean, I used to watch those, you know, anthology horror films and anthology, like even things like Woody Allen's anthologies and stuff when I was a kid.
Right.
You know, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, we always wanted to do one, but we wanted to do one different. Like our stories are a little bit different because, like I said, they're not played in your normal watching a movie. Everyone is a story that is narrated like you're listening to a journal. Then the videos don't always directly mimic what you're seeing. Like the second one plays out like a freaking nightmare. Like it's dark, it's disturbing, but the whole thing plays out in a night, like a nightmare, because it's all shot in a garage with black backdrop with interchangeable sets that come in and out for like a bathroom scene, a dining scene, a bedroom scene, but it's all in pure darkness.
Nice.
So it really gives like that big nightmare vibe to it.
That's pretty cool. I can't wait to see this. What advice would you give anybody that's like looking to just, you know, start into film that hasn't started yet?
Honestly, the best thing to do is just go make a movie. Don't let anything stop you. Anybody can take your phone, your cheap ass camera from Walmart, whatever you want. You can take anything and make a movie. Especially nowadays with like iPhones, you can edit your entire movie on your iPhone. I did an entire movie where my computer was crashed at the time. Need to edit it? I edited it on my iPhone. You know what? It came out great. So my best advice is just come up with an idea. Grab a camera. Go out there and just start filming. Even if you just film something of just yourself, just start filming. Figure it out.
That's good advice.
Yeah, yeah, and if you have any questions, you know, try to look into your local community, because there's always somebody somewhere that will be willing to help or either give some type of advice or, you know, that was a big embrace I got from everybody at, like, you know, at Glass City Screenwriters, you know, and everybody else, and Michael DeSanto and all those guys. They opened with, you know, they came with open arms and they were like, hey, this is awesome. You have great ideas. And I go to, you know, I go to the meetings and I meet everybody and we do screenplay write reads and just get involved and get out there and make them. That's what I say.
Yeah, I mean, the Glass City Screenwriters is pretty cool. I used to go to it years ago. I haven't gone in years, but I live in Findlay now, so I'm kind of out at the Toledo, but I, you know, I'm still connected to all those people. And I, the Toledo area has great filmmakers, a lot of great producers that I've worked with in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of good filmmakers and directors.
I've got to meet a lot of them through them, and you know, it's, they got a, there's a big group and they're all really good people too.
Yeah, this is a great area for creative people. We've had a lot of luck and success in the Toledo area, so it's definitely worked out very well.
Awesome. Now I just got some fun questions to ask you guys, if you're interested. What is your guilty pleasure movie or TV show?
Oh, God.
Go ahead, Brad.
Honestly, I don't get into the little guilty pleasure thing, because if it's something you like, I don't feel like you should be guilty about it. But, I mean, honestly, I have better answers for that when it comes to, like, music.
Well, that's fine,
like,
too.
Like, I'm pretty much like a hardcore death metal kind of guy. I listen to, like, my Slayer, then, like, my Possessed, my Cannibal Corpse. I listen to that stuff, but I will sing every word of Vanessa Carlton and not even be ashamed. I will sing every word loud with all my heart and not even be ashamed. But movie-wise, wow, that's a weird one. I can't think of anything that I would say that's, like, a guilty. I mean, I always love The Walk to Remember.
That's good.
What about you, Brian?
Well, my guilty pleasure would be, honestly, I like watching true crime. I ain't gonna lie. The wife got me really hooked on that, and she was like, babe, The First 48, or, you know, a new TV show. And she'd be like, hey, check this out with me. And I'm watching, and I'm like, you know, three seasons in, and I didn't even realize, and I'm the one, you know, they got memes for that. And I'm out there, and I'm up there watching it by myself with a blankie on. Yeah, but, you know, that and my, I would say a guilty pleasure for music. I don't know. I write music, so it's really hard. So I like classical music. That's a hot take, but yeah. I really like classical music. I don't care what anybody says.
Nothing wrong with that.
You walk 1,000 miles with me?
Yeah, I'll walk 1,000 miles with you. Walk 1,000 more, too.
Last question. What, like, film specifically, like, when you were a kid or whenever, like, put that spark in you to, like, enjoy movies?
For me, it all comes back to one moment. I was about 12 or 13 years old. I was sitting on the floor. My dad was channel surfing. I'm playing with toys, whatever. And Frankenstein, the original, you know, 1931, Boris Karloff comes on. From the moment the movie started, you know, you have the guy that walks on stage. It just caught my attention for some reason. I crawled up next to my dad, sat there watching the entire movie, fell in love, and from that day on, I knew that's something I wanted to do. I wanted to make movies. I wanted to do that.
And how about you?
I would say, it's between two movies, but I'd have to say when my dad showed me Phantom of the Paradise by Brian De Palma.
Yeah.
That's a super guilty pleasure movie of mine. I didn't mention that, but that's another one. I don't care that in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I don't care what people say, but that's a those are both great films. They're way underrated, and they're both called classics. So, like, I watched that, and I still remember every single word to every single song of those. Don't know how I know that, but then, you know, I'd go and even listen to him on YouTube, because you can find him on there, and I'd just listen to the songs, because he made all those songs for that film, and it was just phenomenal. That and probably Conan the Barbarian. That really got, I really want to do a period piece at some time, something like that. I would really love to do one, because I'm a big sucker for, you know, like The Last Kingdom. And I would really, really, really love to do one eventually like that. And just,
I want to do a monster movie someday.
Ooh, a monster movie.
But I don't want to do something that's been regurgitated 1,000 times. I want something fresh and new.
I actually have an idea for one. Maybe we can talk about it later.
Well, you've been wasting time. Where we...
I've had a monster movie. It's kind of an old 80s throwback slasher.
As long as he's got bolts in his neck.
As long as he's got bolts. Okay, we can make a Frankenstein. Frankenstein's monster, that is, you know.
Yes, get it politically correct, please.
So, where can people find you guys online if they're interested in learning more about you?
I'm on Instagram. I use that mostly for my film stuff at BradCase2328.01. Then my YouTube is YouTube/BradCase6121. And I have no idea what my Facebook is. You can just look me up, and if you find me, you find me.
Yeah, just stalk him or something. We'll be good.
Yeah, you can find me basically anywhere as well. But I go under, you know, I use the production company. So it's Haunted Wonderland Productions. And everything, I got a link tree in there. Maybe I'll post some stuff about it for you. I got everything, TikTok, everything, shorts, YouTube, you know, I do everything.
And I'll be sure to link all that stuff in the show notes for this episode here, so people can find you guys. Anything else you guys want to say before we before I let you go?
Yeah. First off, we greatly appreciate this. We've been trying to lock down a podcast or something for a while. We haven't had much, so we greatly appreciate you. We just hope that everybody keeps checking out what we're working on. We hope everybody enjoys The Stranger. If you haven't seen it, please check it out. It's gonna break your heart, as it's meant to. And keep a lookout for our anthology coming out in the coming months, Scribbles from the Crypt, Journal of Terror. We got a lot of good things in store for that. It's gonna be real, real fun.
Yeah, we're even looking to do maybe even a premiere at the Maumee Indoor Theater for it. So
awesome. Yeah, I'll be sure to share that. If you guys do have a premiere or anything, let me know and I'll share it on my Facebook and on the podcast Facebook as well. Yeah, and we'll link The Stranger in the notes too and everything else. It was great talking to you guys, and if you guys ever want to come back, feel free anytime after your anthology's finished or whatever. We'd be more than happy to have you back.
Absolutely, sounds great. I'd love to come back.
All right, well,
for sure, definitely, anytime.
All right, well, you guys have a good night, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, Michael, thank you.
Thank you, appreciate it.
No problem. Okay, that was my interview with Brian and Brad there. Two really nice guys. Yeah. You know, a lot of good filmmakers in Toledo, hoping to get a lot of in the Toledo, Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan area, trying to get a few more of those people on our podcast, because that's, you know, my old stomping grounds. And current stomping ground.
I like that phrase, stomping ground.
I know.
It was a really interesting movie based off of the Billy Joel song, The Stranger, the album. It's a horror documentary. No, it's not.
No. No.
That would be a good idea, though, if you think.
It would be. Yeah. Should work on that. Interesting movie is about, like, you know, it's something I really recommend. There's a link in the show notes. Everybody watch it, because it's kind of topical and everything, and the actors in it are both really good. So something to definitely check out. So what's been up with you here, Sesame?
Kind of just getting some sunshine, you know, to brighten day. You know, it's the dog days of summer, if you will.
I did see like 3 or 4 dogs when I was going for my walk today, so I guess that would
make
the dog days of summer.
One
I don't know. One came right up to me and started barking at me like it was scared to death of me when I was walking on on Main Street here, and I was like, oh wow. But anyways, So, folks, if you want to just check out our show notes, you got a lot of information about Brad and Brian both, and about what's, you know, in ways to keep in contact with them about what's coming up. We might have them back on after their horror anthology is finished. Also, be sure to check out all2real2.com for any links for us. Also, check out our TeePublic, our Patreon, anything that you can to help spread the word. Just share us on Facebook and on the threads and on the twits and on the ticks and the talks and the bings and the bangs and the booms and the zingazags. Those are all things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, until next time, just remember that I'm pretty sure Brad and Brian love you, that I love you, and Sesame loves you. And until next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.